Today is Friday, November 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit early today because, to be honest, I couldn't be bothered to work. And I don't know, Mark is walking Sydney, and I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and start recording so I can get that done and get it edited and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I don't know about work. I'm feeling weird about work, and I don't really know. I've never really known my entire life. I have a lot of interest in my life. And I don't want to think that I'm lazy. Maybe I am lazy. I'm not really sure. But I've never really had a job where I looked forward to doing it. And a lot of, and I was just constantly, you know, procrastinating, looking for ways to get out of things. But it's kind of ironic because I want to do a very good job and I want to please people. And I want to excel and exceed and all that kind of stuff when it comes to performance evaluations and all of that stuff. But the reason I got into the way that I got into development was through automation. And the reason I did automation is because I wanted to write a script that made my job easier so I didn't have to do as much work. So when I was in insurance, there were a bunch of manual, mundane tasks that I had to do, and so I would automate them so that it allowed me to get through those tasks a lot faster so that I could spend more time chatting with friends or whatever I wanted to do and get really good performance evaluations because I was finishing things faster than everyone else. But then I would share the automation with other people, so really it didn't always achieve what it was supposed to, but they ranked us by like the amount of time we, you know, how long it took us on a phone call and how much productivity we got done. And because of my automation, I was always close to the top of the productivity chart, which was really good. And then we just had, and then I got into development and I think it, or I got into QA and automation. That automation is different because you're doing test automation and you're not really building anything that does something. It you're building scripts or you're writing scripts that test other software. And it's very fragile because, I don't know, I don't want to get into it, but so I didn't really love test automation all that much. And from that point on, I haven't loved my job. Well, I've never really loved my job, but I probably enjoyed creating the automation for the job in insurance more than I enjoyed creating test automation. And then when I got, you know, then I got into a higher up position in QA. So I was doing more leading of teams, which, you know, I wasn't doing the technical stuff. All that being said, then I got into development, but only for maybe a year. And I don't know, I was still building something that was an internal tool that it just didn't give me much joy. And then I started being the lead on the team, so I was doing less and less technical stuff. And then now I've been pushed into this product owner role, which is not technical. They don't want you to be technical. And then, I don't know, but you're judged on how well the product does and how many customers you obtain and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's not that I'm in a bad mood or that I'm depressed or anything like that, but it's just, I don't get up going, oh my God, I love what I'm doing. And I constantly think to myself, man, but I make good money. And so I'm basically working for the pay now. Like I'm basically working for the pay and I'm, you know, I don't know. I still don't know exactly what I want to be when I grow up because I love podcasting. I love doing music. I love doing creative things, et cetera, et cetera. But if I had to do those every day and get paid for it, like I would get bored because it's the same thing over and over again. And there's not, I think what bothers me is like, I love learning things, but you don't really get paid like the whole Blender thing. the whole modeling software. Like, I really enjoy sitting down, watching the tutorials, learning how to use the software, all of that. I love learning how to anything. I love learning how to do anything. I love learning, but you don't get paid to learn. And so, and I love technology, and I do enjoy coding and writing computer programs. But even then, I don't know if it's just because it's internal applications and there's a smaller audience that I'm not getting as much fulfillment when I'm doing that, or I don't know. I'm not really sure. But that was a long explanation just to say it was a slow afternoon and I didn't feel like working anymore. And I'm having one of those moments in my life where I'm second guessing, you know, trying to decide, you know, is there any job that I would both get paid for and I would really enjoy going in every day and really feel passionate about that? Because I certainly don't feel passionate about what I'm doing. So I don't know. But I started recording early because I wasn't doing any work. And I thought, well, I'll do that. And while Mark is walking Sydney. So I'm recording early. So there's your explanation. So on another note, I got a tweet from Dean Barney in the UK, and I wanted to respond to that. So I'm going to pull up that. He says, Adam, what's a bonus room? So bonus room is just, it's any room that doesn't really have a specific use. Like, you'll have a kitchen, you'll have a bedroom, you'll have a dining room, you'll have a living room, you'll have, you know, rooms that kind of have specified purposes, bathroom. But a lot of houses in the US or you know, I can't speak to other countries, and I'm not really sure about real estate in England, even though I did live there. I haven't bought a house. But when you have an upstairs where it's basically just one room, and a lot of times, and in my case, this is true, the roof line cuts into the room. So you have half walls with angled ceiling where the roof is, basically. So they built a little room, and it could be, this one is probably 16 feet by 12 feet or something like that. It's not a small room, but all of the walls are partial walls and with the roof line. So when you can't walk all the way up to the wall because your head will hit basically the roof. It's all angled. And it could be a bedroom. It could be a playroom for the kids. It could be a study. It could be a studio, in my case, a media room, whatever. But it's only one room. So yes, I do have so he asks, you know, do you have stairs in your home? Yes, there are stairs. The stairs lead up to this room and only this room. There's a bathroom attached to it. So I guess there's more than one room, but it's not like a full second floor. So it's not like the second floor is the same size as the first floor. You come up the stairs, there's basically one room with a bathroom and a closet, and that's it. You could call it a bedroom, but a lot of times it's just referred to as a bonus room because there's a lot of different uses you could do, and I don't know. Maybe it is supposed to be a bedroom. I'm calling it a bonus room. They call it a bonus room generally when it's the only room in the upstairs, and it's configured in such a way where you could use it for just about anything. I don't know if that was a good explanation. If anyone wants to email in and give me a better explanation, you certainly can. We're using it for my studio, and we're going to also put another TV and some recliners or something so we can come up here and chill when we want to and watch movies and stuff like that. And it's a room. It is not a fake room. Do you mean the stairs lead to a makeshift, air quotes, room? Confused. No, it's a real room, but it's just an unspecified room. He says, also, hope you wore a Democrat face diaper when you hugged your mom. No, I didn't. I probably should have, but I gave it a full week. I gave it 7 days. And I don't know how long it takes for people not to be contagious, but she was not symptomatic, and maybe she probably didn't have COVID. I mean, we'll see. Mark and I don't really go anywhere, so I don't want to get COVID, but if I did, we're always in the house quarantining anyway, so it is what it is. He also says, P.S. laughed when you said herbs the correct way instead of herbs. I always get confused, Dean, because like I said, I lived in England for long enough that certain words I picked up, and I never can remember which is the American way and which is the British way until someone reminds me. And so I don't even know if I said it just subcon. I don't know if I said herbs and didn't even think about it because I don't remember, or if I said it consciously knowing that that was the British pronunciation. I'm not really sure. But I know that that was a word that when I came back from England after I'd been there for a year, I said it and people were like, what? You mean herbs? So it was something. I don't know. Anyway, I'll try to say herbs for you to make you laugh more. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.